Welcome to a podcast with professionals, event planning edition, brought to you by the Upsilon Phi chapter of the Southwestern region of Iota Phi Lambda Sorority, Incorporated. Iota Phi Lambda is the first African-American Greek letter business sorority established by African-American businesswomen. This podcast is being brought to you as a part of our Business Month program. Our theme for Business Month 2023 is the Green Print to Entrepreneurship. So during this month, we want to help women see a path to generational financial empowerment by creating their own businesses. Before we go any further, please allow me to introduce myself. I am your host, Sara Dr. Verinda Williams, of the eminent and efficient Epsilon Phi chapter of Iota Phi Lambda Sorority, Incorporated. And so my guest today is truly an entrepreneur. She is a true gem to anyone and everyone that she encounters in a professional or personal space. She is the owner, an executive virtual event planner of D.L. Hatchett & Associates, LLC. Her company provides strategic programs, projects, and event planning, including consultation and implementation, event operation and logistics, entrepreneurial business coaching, artist and speaker development, and management services. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Sara Dorita Hatchett. Sara Dorita, how are you this evening?
I'm good. I'm coming off of a big event, so I sound a little crazy. But you know, it's fatigue and allergies. I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
Yes, I certainly understand. So tell us, how long have you been an event planner, and what made you enter into that particular field?
I've been really in this profession most of my life, and that's really how I got into it, because it really was just who I am in general. And growing up, these were the things that I did in school, and I was the person who put things together for people. I was the person who, you know, managed our sports teams. And I did that to kind of hang out with my friends because I didn't play. And I just was always the person coordinating something. And so as I moved up and grew up and moved around in different places and spaces, one day somebody said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll pay you for it. And that was really the first time I ever thought, oh, wow, I should be charging. And I would say that was about 35 years ago.
Wow.
I officially went into business in 2003, and then I incorporated in 2013. So this year made 23 years officially in business.
Wow. Congratulations are certainly in order to you, Sara Dorita. And so as I was doing a little research and homework of my own, I found out some very interesting facts and information about your profession. And one of the facts that I found out was in the US alone, the event planning market size is worth approximately $3.2 billion, and that was last year. And it is certainly growing. And I also found out, I mean, this was just astounding. I found out that about 31% of event planners basically set their market up for different trade shows and conferences. And so I guess my next question would be, with these types of facts and information that I found out, was this also the driving force behind your pursuit of being in this profession as many years as you've given it?
No. And how many billion? Because I'm missing some money, apparently.
3.2 billion. Billion with a B.
No, you know what's... interesting about the things that you named is that there are a lot of people who call event planning a lot of different things. And I don't actually currently call myself an event planner at all. I'm really an event strategist and I'm an event production specialist. And so what does that look like? There's social planning. That's people who do, you know, basically your parties, maybe galas, grandma's 90th birthday party. And they can be extravagant, you know? And so party planner, event planner, people use those words sometimes in the same way, but they're not, you know, an event can be anything with two or more people at it with different purposes. And so our whole market is really chopped up into a lot of different areas. There's even three professional associations in Houston. One of them focuses on special event planning. And by special event, we mean all of the extra things that it takes to put on the production, the attractions, the vendors, the venues, et cetera. And then there's an agency that talks about meeting planning. And that's specifically for meetings, conferences, retreats, more corporate in structure. And then there's another one that focuses on catering, which are food and beverage events, which typically are social events. You have incentive events, you have travel events. So, you know, people, I think, generically use the word event, and it does not accurately reflect our profession at all. It's a myriad of different types of things. And so as a strategist, I help people figure out how to use events to have better impact and better income with regard to whatever their mission and vision is. So I like to use events as a means to an end. There's a project, there's someone that something is doing where they want to make impact, or even just, you know, more money in their business or in their nonprofit or something like that. And the use of the event is towards that mission. So that's really more specifically where I focus. But no, I don't think a lot of us know about the numbers and say, I'm going to pursue it for that reason. This tends to be a passion-based business where the majority of people that you talk to are going to tell you that they fell into it. They woke up one day and realized, oh my God, I should charge. I'm not charging enough. This is something I really want to do. I'm passionate about this. And what am I really good at? And that's why you have people who, you know, all the way from doing balloons to photo booths, to stilt walkers, to caterers or whatever, are all in the event industry.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, I'm sitting here and as you were conversing, along with the passion, of course, with anything that we as entrepreneurs, you put your hands to, there are definitely challenges along the way. So if you could, and of course, for all of us that are big, big basketball fans, of course, Sora DeRita is the mastermind behind the NCAA Final Four event. I'm telling you, a phenomenal success regarding that event. And so even thinking about that or any other event that you've had to put on, Sora DeRita, can you expound upon one of the biggest challenges you've had to face along this journey?
Wow, that's a big question. Because I think most planners will tell you, if you have a big enough event, you always have challenges. Mm-hmm. I think we're in the business of challenges. We're in the business of solving challenges. And that's what makes our industry interesting to us. And it's really, I think, what motivates a lot of people, especially when you're trying to figure out really how to. And instead of people saying, we can't do this or that, we really live in a world of how can we make this happen? When someone has, you know, and again, this is where we fit into different places. So I noticed that there was a colleague who was hired to build a two-story structure on the parking lot of NRG Stadium for a sponsor who wanted specifically two stories, indoor, outdoor, all of these features. And people don't necessarily associate that with event planner. And so this person had to build the structure that they used for the event to host their guest. So ultimately, it was a basic party with food and beverage. But this person had to create the entire venue in which for it to happen and to satisfy the client. So I think we're always in the business of challenges. And it's funny, people will say behind the whole NCAA Final Four, I was over the community relations. Like, for example, I didn't run the game. And people were sending text messages. So I'm flattered that people thought I did the game, but not really. I was responsible for a really big part of our community engagement and being out there and letting people know about the Final Four and our programs related to that. And you know, the challenge there in general, Sara Verinda, is that when I took that on, I didn't know what it was. And usually when I do work, I generally don't know. People explain to you what their vision is. And it's why I'm a strategist, because I have to get out of you what you're trying to have happen. What's the outcome? What's the goal? One of the first steps that I do with people is try to get them to envision the day that it's happening. And walk me backwards, you know, walk me through, if it looked like what you want it to look like, you know, what does that look like to you? What does it smell like? What's going on? Where are the people? Tell me what's happening. If you can explain that, then a really good event person can try to replicate that for you. Right. And that's why people are pleased with what they see, because you come close to really accomplishing the vision of what they want. So for me in this scenario, my biggest thing is, do you want me to do this like it's always been done? Or are you asking for more, better, different? Like, what criteria will you determine that this was successful? And once I knew that, then I was able to work backwards on how do we get there? How do we get that? So specifically with the Final Four in 2016, they had one school district participate, but they created it in 2016. So it was great when they created it, and then they replicated it in all of the cities between 2016 and 2023. So 7 years later, my question was, do you want it to look like it did in 2016? Or are we in a place where you want to take it now that it's come back home? Do we start another tradition with the program? And the answer was, you know, like, go for it, make it look different, make it look better. And so we had 11 school districts participate. We had just short of 190 schools. We had over 18,000 students involved in our program. And we swung for the fences on this. So we ended up with approximately 60.1 million minutes being read in our program, in the biggest part of our program. And what ended up happening as a result of that is we had access to more students and more people. So more people could participate in the activities that were going on. More people knew. The numbers just increased in a lot of spaces because of that.
Wow. Wow.
So that was the challenge, but that was also the solution.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And so to anyone that is listening right now, what advice would you give them? Talk to that individual that is thinking about starting their own business. What piece of advice or wisdom would you give them?
Well, the other part of my business is I do business consulting and strategy and coaching. And that's what I say. I use my events to help people grow their businesses. So, it's a really great question, because that's really what I'm dealing with every time somebody's coming to me with. They'll come to me with the problem that I want to have an event. But when you ask why, and they talk about either as a nonprofit, we're trying to raise money, we're trying to serve more people, or in their for-profit, you know, we're trying to have more profit, we're trying to expose people to our product or our service or anything like that. I think being clear about what it is you're trying to do and making sure that you're structured in the right way. A lot of businesses just start and they don't do any of the foundational things that actually really start a business. And I can't, sometimes, I mean, I don't mean to be disrespectful when I do it, but I'll have to ask people to really kind of make sure they, I don't want to say prove they're in business, but I can tell when I'm talking to someone that they don't even have paperwork on their business, you know, or nonprofits or people saying I'm raising money and they don't have a status that allows them to raise money. So my general advice is if you are just thinking about it, it's to do homework on what does it take. It's not as easy as hang your shingle and just start doing anything. Yet it is as easy as saying, okay, I know what problem I solve. I'm going to solve it doing XYZ. This is how much I'm going to charge for it, sell it, and deliver it. And so those four steps sound simple, but there's a lot of steps within each step. Mm-hmm. So for all the people who are very ambitious risk takers, you know, go for it, people, whatever that is, you can, and you can do it. But what'll happen is if you don't foundationally do it the right way, you will get steps 1, 2, 3 and get stuck between 3 and 4 and then have to go back to step 1 and fix things that you haven't fixed. So you're only going to go so long without the foundational things being put together. And, you know, bless you if you have an awesome idea that is taken off, but that's how fast it's going to come back that you got to go back and get your stuff together. Right. So if you're doing this on the side, it's a side hustle, it may never really catch up with you. But if you're serious about your business, if it's the thing that pays your bills, if it pays bills for the business and you're making money for your personal self, like that's really a business. When you are doing business and you're in the negative the entire time, it's really a hobby. So I just want to be clear that we're talking about businesses that pay for themselves and that pay for, you know, the owner and possibly employees and things like that. So not just business, I have an idea, I do balloons every Saturday. So those, I think those are different things. My advice for getting foundational things together are for the people who are striking out to do it in a full-time capacity.
Wow, awesome advice, awesome wisdom to those aspiring entrepreneurs as we are focusing in on the green print to entrepreneurship. So, Sara Dorita, tell our listeners where they can find you on social media platforms.
I'm at DL Hatchett, and I have a link tree that's DL Hatchett that has access to everything else where you can reach me. It's got all of my social media and my website information on there, but it's Linktree, DL Hatchett.
Wow, absolutely wonderful. Well, there you have it. This has been a podcast with professionals, event planning edition, brought to you by the Epsilon Phi chapter of the Southwestern region of Iota Phi Lambda Sorority Incorporated. Of course, this podcast has been brought to you as a part of our business month and our theme once again. For Business Month 2023 is the Green Print to Entrepreneurship. And this has been a phenomenal podcast. I am your host, Sara Dr. Verinda Williams. Stay tuned for another podcast with professionals.
Good day. Thank you, Sara Verinda.
Thank you, Sara Dorita.